Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 16th of March. Scott in Mississippi, if you're listening, sir, please call back, talk to my engineer privately, give him your name, your shipping address, and which of my DVDs you would like to have as your gift for finding that map on the motion picture that you found. Please do that, because I want to get this to you. And in case you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I'm talking about. We trace this back to 1957, we being you listeners. I can't take credit for this. One of you listeners found a television show from 1957, Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford. Hugely popular back then. I remember watching it. I was a little boy, 10 years old, 1957. The episode is Dead Hunter. And we got a link on my website at thelibertyman.com. So Broderick Crawford is doing his homicide investigation. It's kind of ironic that only 15 years later I would become a homicide detective myself. So Broderick Crawford's in the office of a petroleum company, talking to a petroleum executive. And on the wall behind him is a map of North America, about 3 by 5 feet. And it shows North America with new coastlines. Fast forward 20-something years to The Godfather, the first Godfather of the trilogy. And The Godfather is in the Vatican for a meeting with a Vatican official. This room looks like it's 1,000 years old, which it could be in the Vatican. And on the wall is a map of North and South America with new coastlines. So my premise was the following premise. If they did it once, if they did it twice, why not 3, 5, 6, 10, 12 times? Why not? And I put out a challenge, all you listeners out there, to find any movies or TV shows with this map. And it turns out that Scott in Mississippi found one. The motion picture Superman Returns, 2006. Came out in 2006. That's not the title. Superman Returns. Released in 2006. I haven't looked at it yet, but I have every reason to believe that Scott has found another map. So this challenge continues. If you find a TV show or a movie with a map of North America with new coastlines, let me know, and you get your choice of any of my DVDs. That's the challenge. This is an ongoing thing. Okay, a proper tip of the day. If you have a bug-out plan, get out a Dodge plan, have you recently driven it? Have all the drivers in your family recently driven it? Have they recently driven it at night? If you have an alternative route, have all the drivers in your family driven that route at night? This needs to happen. You need to do this. You get into these outlying areas. When it's dark, everything changes. It's hard to verbalize how different things look at night in these outlying areas where there's no ambient light at all, except for whatever starlight or moonlight there might be. So that's your prepper tip of the day, is to make sure that you know that bug-out route very well and the alternative route just as well. We're going to call her and hold here. The call number is 800-313-9443. Our caller is Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. John, here's my plan for the day, which is I'm going to buy your energy cleaner because I read good things about it. I already bought the sheet part of it, and my plan is... It's by the main part of it, but
okay.
But John, tell me your experience with the energy cleaner, your personal experience. I heard it before, but
well, okay. Well, it varies from person to person. I'm on one hand a pretty healthy guy. My last visit to a medical doctor and getting a pharmaceutical prescription was 32 years ago, 1985.
Wow!
And so I've had no visits with a medical doctor except a mandatory insurance checkup when I got life insurance a few years back. Well, on one hand. On the other, I'm pretty active around the ranch here, cutting up trees with a chainsaw, moving rocks and boulders into the bucket of the Kubota up and down ladders, on my hands and knees doing concrete repair work, and so forth. So at the end of an active day like that, I do have minor aches and pains. And when I go to bed with the energy cleaner signal, I have a very great night's sleep, wonderful night's sleep, wake up pain-free in the morning. And quite frankly, Jeff, I could get up after 6 hours sleep and feel fully rested and fully refreshed. But I go ahead and sleep 8 hours anyway because I think it's good for me to do so. So that's my experience, Jeff. Yeah.
Also, too, I plan buying the TENS unit, which I heard good things about the TENS unit, because John, I do believe in treating myself. I use herbs and supplements to treat my minor aches and pains. I stretch. I do martial arts type of stretches and stuff like that. But as I get older, I find that recovery is getting slower for me, even with a healthy diet and even with all this stuff. So John, I'm definitely going to give your energy cleaner a try. And John, I thank you for having me on, and do have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Well, heads up, Jeff. The TENS unit does not heal the source of the pain. It does a similar thing to what a pain medication does. It blocks the source of the pain. So a TENS unit has no healing properties to it, where the energy cleaner does have healing properties to it. Okay. I mentioned the first hour that Donald Trump is going to attempt to eliminate funding for National Public Radio, the National Endowment for the Arts. I applaud those moves. Those things need to happen. National Endowment for the Arts is engaged in what I consider unpatriotic, anti-Christian activity. National Public Radio spends much of their airtime attempting to normalize sexual deviancy, quite frankly, giving airtime to men that want to become women, men that want to go into the girls' locker room and take a shower and change clothes with the women, girls that want to go into the men's locker room and take a shower with the men. very strange, bizarre, freakish behavior, sexual deviancy. So cutting funding for those would be a good thing. It would be a real good thing. One of my mantras that I repeat all the time is taking charge of your personal well-being, your personal preparedness, your spiritual well-being, your spiritual preparedness. All those things are foundational. Very few people, Donald Trump is obviously one of them, can have an effect at the geopolitical level. And God bless Donald Trump for what he's doing. I applaud what he's doing, and I bless him for his efforts. On one hand. On the other, for my listeners, you need to take charge of your own life. And that means spiritual preparedness first, situational awareness, getting the skills that will be helpful in either a short-term or long-term crisis. Now, hopefully you're working with a group. It may be a family group of 5 or 6 people, maybe a larger group of maybe 500 or 600, or anywhere in between. Regardless of the size of your group, whether it's 6 people or 600, there's 2 skills that will be in the greatest demand and shortest supply. Here's the 2 skills: emergency medical treatment skills and ham radio skills. So that should be your primary focus for getting training, first and foremost. Ham radio skills and emergency medical treatment skills. Absolutely, they should be. You'll make yourself more valuable to your group. You'll have skills that are portable, that you can take anywhere with you. That's a good thing. And you can help teach others. Once you have emergency medical treatment skills, you can help teach others emergency medical skills. Once you have your ham radio license, you can help teach others to get their ham radio license. You heard a caller last hour concerned about how when he's on the road as an over-the-road truck driver, Scott, Mississippi, how he could communicate with his family. So I told him, you need an HF radio, high frequency, 6 meters, 10 meters. That's what you need to be able to talk to them effectively. You need to have compatible equipment on both ends so that this can be done. The knowledge, the expertise. Using ham radio equipment is not like using a cell phone. It's not. 5- and 6-year-old children routinely use cell phones effectively. Of course they do. But without the knowledge and how the proper use of this equipment, ham radio equipment, you're not going to talk to anybody. Not effectively, not when you want to, not to the people you want to. It's just not going to happen. Now, people on the outside looking at ham radio, they think it's complex. There's a lot of technical stuff. I'm not a technical person. And they poo-poo it, and they say, oh, I can't do that. Well, as long as you think you can't do it, well, you can't. Well, I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, 8- and 10-year-old boys and girls routinely get their ham radio licenses. For a lot of families, it's a family activity. The children, the parents, the grandparents, everybody participates. Everybody has their ham license. Now, you may go to a sporting goods store and see what we call in the ham radio world blister pack radios. These little Motorola units, there's other manufacturers. These little radios about the size of a pack of cigarettes, and it says on the package, on the blister pack, you can talk 15 miles, you can talk 20, you can talk 30 miles. Well, maybe between two mesas, the tops of two mesas in Arizona, you can talk those distances. But in the real world, that's not going to happen. If you're in a built-up urban area with a lot of buildings, line of sight, maybe, between, if there's no buildings between where you are and where the person you want to talk to is, but if there's buildings in between, that's not going to happen. Out where I am here in the Ozarks, with these hills, if you can talk a mile, you're doing really, really good. If there's A lot of trees and a small mountain or a good-sized hill between you and the person you want to talk to, you're not going to talk to them. That's a fantasy. So if you think you can use these blister pack radios and talk any great distance, like it says on the package, you're having it's a dream. It's a fantasy. Now, there is a place for those kind of radios. If you're traveling in two or more vehicles in a group down the highway, they're handy to talk between vehicles. When you get to a rest stop or a truck stop, they're handy to stay in touch with each other while you're going about the activities of getting fuel, getting snacks, using the restroom, and so forth, taking the dog for a short walk. Real handy for that use because they'll work in that kind of confined space. And I have used them for that, and I've got a couple of them myself, and they're good for that. If you do lose one or it gets broken, it's nothing to cry over because it's an inexpensive piece of equipment. But ham radio is where the action is. If you want to communicate effectively, immediately, over a short distance or a long distance, ham radio, high frequency, 6 meters, 10 meters, When I say these numbers, 6 meters and 10 meters, that describes the up and down part of the signal, the wavelength of the signal, up and down. 10 meters is a little more than 30 feet. 6 meters, about 18 feet. Yes. So, look at that hobby. There's ham radio clubs all over the United States. Every good-sized community has a ham radio club, at least most do. Get involved with them. They're great guys and gals. They know their stuff. The average age of ham radio operators, I think, is above 60 years old. After 2001, a lot more younger people got involved, but it's still mostly older folks, men and women, who have decades of knowledge and expertise. And almost always, they're buying and selling and swapping back and forth good quality ham radio equipment inside the club between the club members at a really good price, deep discounts. And you become part of a community. There's something called Ham Fest, where people get together in a rented hall somewhere, and tables are set up to buy, sell, and swap ham radio equipment. They're a lot of fun. Typically, it's a one-day event. And then there's what they call field days, where ham radio operators all over the country get together in parks and backyards. Typically, it's a city park or some sort where there might be a pavilion, maybe a barbecue pit. And they go about the business of setting up their equipment, providing their own power, and then attempting to contact other people doing the same thing all around the country and keeping track of who's making contact with who. That's a field day. It's a social event. It's an event that helps build expertise, making use of your equipment, understanding what equipment works, how to properly set it up, how to get power to it, and so forth. You learn a lot at a field day, and they are a lot of fun. You don't want to forget the social aspect of it. It'd be good people, good conversation, good food. It all works together, doesn't it? As I mentioned the other day, most new ham radio operators, first radio they get is an HT, handy talking. That was not my first ham radio. I got a mobile unit first because I wanted power. I wanted the ability to talk 20, 30, 50 miles. Now, you're dependent on talking with an HT. You're really dependent on these repeaters. You're not going to talk for any great distance without one. It's simply not going to happen. Repeaters are wonderful when they work. When they work. Some are better than others. Some are more resistant to power outages than others. Here's our break. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch. And many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 16th day of March. I'm going to talk a little bit about human nature and what happens during a crisis. Now, this first became apparent to me during the Tet Offensive in Vietnam that happened towards the end of January 1968. I was there. I was in the city of South Vietnam called Canto, that's C-A-N-T-H-O, Canto, the 4th Corps, the capital city of the 4th Corps, Mekong Delta. And my outfit and psychological operations, we were in a building the Army rented for us. We weren't part on a military base. We were in a business district of Canto. And the only communication we had really was listening to radio, the American radio station broadcast out of Saigon. So we had that link. So we're being shot at with small arms fire, rockets, and mortars, and so forth. And listening to the radio, and I'm hearing the following, that the American embassy compound had been invaded by Viet Cong. So I'm laying there listening to this, and I'm literally laying on my belly, by the way. listening to this radio, and I'm thinking to myself, if the most secure place in the entire country is being invaded by the Viet Cong, the American Embassy compound in Saigon, what chances do I have here in the Mekong Delta, me and my buddies, with the things that we had? But here's the nature of this is human nature. If you whatever's going on, if you don't have access to information, your mind immediately goes to a worst case scenario, especially if you have limited information like I did back then, very limited information. I think it was, wouldn't have been the first day, it was too hot. The second or third day, I got an assignment from my commander to take a Jeep along with one of my buddies and drive around town, do a little scouting expedition around the city there and report back what we saw. So we loaded up the Jeep, myself and my buddy. I had my Thompson submachine gun. He had an M3 grease gun. And we took off and did a tour of what was going on and reported back. And by the way, it was the first and only time I got to see General Westmoreland. He was just walking out of a Ekin compound, which was an old French Foreign Legion place, by the way. And that's a lot of what we did, the Americans, was take over things that were left behind by the French Foreign Legion, by the way. In fact, one of the guys in my unit had been a member of the French Foreign Legion in Canto during the Indochina War, only would it have been 11 years before. And he was quite a guy, French Foreign Legionnaire, quite a bit more older and more mature than us youngsters who were 20, 21, 22 years old, of course. And he had a lot of great stories to tell us. And he, of course, he knew everybody in town, all the men and women who owned the restaurants and stores and so forth. And he was a great resource for us to be able to accomplish things that we wanted to accomplish in the area, in the commercial areas of town. Regardless, I want to encourage all of you to get a hand crank AM/FM radio. Get two of them. They're not very expensive. The most expensive ones you can buy are less than $100, typically around $75, $80, and ones that are pretty nice are around $40. Typically, they have a flashlight built in, a way to recharge your cell phone, a lot of them have the weather bands built in, AM/FM, shortwave, weather band. They're handy. They're good enough quality that they'll serve you well. And be sure and protect them against EMP. And you'll have these in the future when you need them. We got a caller on hold here. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 16th of March. We heard us last hour for about 24 minutes talking about the energy cleaner. Do your homework. Read up on the energy cleaner, the patent application information, the great testimonials by real people that I know personally, like Steve Whitman, for example. And think about it. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? If you have back pain, what are you waiting for? Not getting a great night's sleep? Well, why put it off? The energy cleaner will probably help. I know for a lot of you, $285 and the cost of a mattress pad is a chunk of change. PayPal, of course, will take payments. If you need to split that money up for between 3 or 4 months, you can do that. And get back, get your life back. Get the energy back. Be able to do the things that you want to do, not put them off. So check out the energy cleaner. They're available for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs them up and ships them. I do this personally with a personally written thank you note. That's what I do. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And my toll-free auto line, don't try to give me a message. Toll-free auto line only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We are taking your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting. That call number is 800-313-9443. For next week, go to Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, good morning, John. I'm over here in New York, and I have two comments today. One was you had a show, I believe, on Monday. There was a fellow talking about the Bible and interpretation of that, maybe things like UFOs or aliens. Was that right on Monday? And who was that?
It was Monday, and we have not recovered the archives. But the guest was Joseph Reyna, and the book is Incredulous. By Joseph Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A.
R-E-Y-N-A.
Right.
Okay.
Romeo Echo.
Reyna, is that...
Member. Right.
Is that a Filipino name or something? I don't know.
Well, he's Native American, so...
Native American. Okay. All right.
Right.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I thought that was very good, and that he made a lot of sense. So I like to look at his work. John, the second thing was, I think you had briefly discussed the snowstorm that hit the Northeast
right
yesterday. What was your impression of that? Was that serious or?
Well, it wasn't. It turned out not to be as serious as they thought it would initially. And apparently there were no major issues in terms of loss of life or would be national news. So, well, you're up there. What did you see, Dave?
Well, what they were predicting was a lot of snow in New York City. And so Cuomo and company sent their trucks. He's a governor. They sent a lot of plows down to New York City. Before you knew it, they turned around and sent them to Broome County, New York, and perhaps other areas. Because Broome County is on the south end of New York State, we got about 3 feet of snow. Now this is a bit alarming. We got 3 feet of snow virtually in like 20, 22 hours. Ilion, New York, got snow at a rate of 7 inches an hour at one point. They measured. That's not necessarily verified, but other places got it at the rate of 4 or 5 inches an hour. And I'm just looking at weather.com and was surprised to find out that the top snow total from Winter Storm Stella hits 58 inches in northern Vermont. So there's a location that got almost 5 feet of snow in perhaps 24 hours.
That's a lot to deal with, to say the least.
I mean... I remember in the early 90s, we had a storm that delivered maybe 36 inches of snow in 48 hours. But this is just too quick to deal with. And plows weren't even out for quite a while. They were hardly out at all.
Amazing.
But, I mean, emergency preparedness is another storm following this of 3 feet. What would we do with all that snow? It's incredible.
Right, right. Well, it is. But at least the authorities up there do have the proper equipment to deal with it, because they've had large snows in the past, and they do have the proper equipment to deal with it. And it's not totally unknown to you folks up there, is it?
No, it isn't. Occasionally we do have storms. But I think what's unknown is the rate that it fell this time, and
right,
that was very limiting. And secondly, Cuomo had shut the... roads down on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. until noon on noon yesterday. So that was for about 36 hours.
Right, right, right.
Okay. All the roads were shut. Yep. Thanks. Thanks, John.
Okay, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Next we go to Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I have admittedly been popping in and out on the show this morning, trying to get some stuff taken care of, but there was a fella early on who called about apparently has found another place where some map exists in a movie, and I came in the middle of that conversation and did not hear the name of the movie. Do you remember?
Okay, well, here it is. Superman Returns. Superman Returns, released in 2006.
Oh, dear. All right. Okay.
So I'll be checking out Netflix and Amazon. As soon as the shows are, I'll be checking out Amazon and Netflix to get my hands on a copy to be able to look at it. And then we'll check that out, and it'll probably be posted on my website within a week or two at the latest.
Speaking of your website, once again, because I've been dodging in and out, you know Mr. Spencer's missing this morning.
Well, of course I do, and I'm in touch with Tim, and we're up to speed with what's going on with Tim, and he could not be with us this morning.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe in this particular case, maybe you want to.
Well,
check
why don't
in
you
with,
give me
with,
give,
with
me, a, give me a call. Let's talk privately when the show's over. Give me a call.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just wanted to mention maybe you can get these folks out here to pray a little bit.
Right. Right. Well, Tim Spencer does need prayers, and I'm encouraging and asking everybody to please offer up prayers for Tim Spencer's health and well-being.
Okay. I'm going to talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks. We appreciate the call, Rick. The call number is 800-313-9443. One of these aspects of a show like this is we become kind of a loose-knit family. You know, we get to know each other. It's a very personal form of communication, radio. And Tim is dealing with a health-related matter right now. He suffered an injury recently, yesterday. And we are asking for prayers for Tim's rapid recovery from this injury that he suffered. And we'll just let it go at that. Okay, preparedness. We're talking about skills a moment ago, ham radio skills, emergency medical treatment skills. Don't forget about dentistry. An abscess tooth can kill you, literally. I had a regular guest. He was a Canadian resident, lived up in northern Canada, knew very well how to deal with temperatures of minus 30 degrees, if you can believe that. And he was a great guest. We all got a lot of great knowledge and information from him. Anyway, the Canadian healthcare system killed him, literally killed him, because he could not get in to see the healthcare professionals he needed to take care of that abscess tooth. Very, very tragic situation. Very tragic. I'm working with my dentist to set up a class for emergency medical treatment here for our preparedness group. We now have listed at my website under survival and tactical gear about a dozen different products related to emergency dental treatment. Really, you need these things. I mean, seriously, you do. Really, you do. And if you've been putting off taking care of dental issues for yourself or any family members, please take care of them now. Don't wait. Most normal people want nothing to do with sitting down in a dental chair. I mean, that's expected. I don't mind. I do it twice a year to make sure my teeth and my gums stay healthy. But if you've been putting it off for whatever reason, fear, you're concerned about pain, you don't have the money. Most dental offices now have a way for you to make payments to take care of these dental matters. Don't put it off. Take care of those dental matters, seriously. Dental pain will distract you to the point where you can't hardly function. That's what dental pain can do. If you don't know that, I'm here to tell you that that's the way it is. So take care of those teeth. Right now, on March the 16th, 2017, we have what appears to be the luxury of time. That might be a complete illusion. And complex dental work could easily take weeks or even months. You may want to do what Leon Green and I have done. We had all our mercury amalgams taken out. I'm so glad I did that. That was back in the early to mid-1980s. I've every reason to believe that having the mercury out of my mouth has been a great contribution to my overall health. Anytime you take consume hot drinks or really hot food or acidic foods, you're releasing mercury into your body if you've got mercury amalgams. So take care of those things. Seriously, take care of them now. I know it's unpleasant. You're going to miss work. It's going to be expensive. Hey, but suck it up and get in there and get it done. Now, not all dentists want anything to do with removing mercury amalgams from your mouth. A lot don't. They're not qualified to do it. It's a dangerous procedure for both the patient and the dentist and the dental hygienist, whoever's helping the dentist. It is dangerous because you're talking about a heavy metal that is, you don't want this in your body. You really don't. But get it done. It may take a couple of phone calls, a little bit of networking to find a dentist qualified to remove the mercury amalgams. Yes, it will be expensive. No, it won't be pleasant. But suck it up, get in there, and get it done. If there is a crisis, short-term or long-term, you really don't want one more thing, one more issue to deal with on top of all the other issues. That issue being dental issues. You really don't. You don't need that. So, whatever it takes, whether it's using a financing plan through your dentist, whatever it takes, get in there and get it done ASAP, as soon as possible. As soon as possible. And you'll be glad you did. Once it's done, you'll have peace of mind, knowing that's one thing checked off the list. One more thing that you won't have to deal with, either in your normal life or during a crisis. And that goes, as true of any other health-related matter, of course. Something you've been putting off. And it could be any number of things. Leon, you hear Leon Green and I talking about getting yourself off prescription meds. It may be dietary changes, maybe supplementation with nutrition and vitamins. It may be essential oils, maybe a combination of all those things to substitute and get rid of the pharmaceutical prescriptions. And there's lots of things that can be helped with essential oils you may not even think of, things like diabetes, for example. Diabetes has become a plague on America. I think it's... Was it 1 in 10, 1 in 8 Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic? It's huge. It's huge. It's all diet-related, by the way. No one in the entire country of Japan, not one single man, woman, or child in Japan had diabetes in the entire country prior to the introduction of Western food. And in Japan, they still call diabetes the Western disease. How about that? Yeah. It's all, and calling it a disease is really not quite accurate. It's more of a condition. If you hit your thumb with a hammer, is that a disease? No, it's a condition. And diabetes is a condition you give yourself because of two things, what you eat and what you don't eat. It may be harsh to say that, but it's accurate. If you eat the right things and don't eat the wrong things, unless you're born with diabetes and what they call juvenile diabetes, which is a possibility, you're not going to get it. You simply won't. It's not going to happen. But now is the time to address these things. If the grid goes down, that's certainly one of the bigger threats. There's a North Korea satellite that passes over the United States twice a day, which may or may not have a nuclear device in it. It could knock out most, if not all, the United States power grid. That's just one of many threats. The power grid goes down, and you need insulin to stay alive. You're probably going to die within, 4 to 8 weeks? And it'll be a very unpleasant death, by the way. If there's any other prescription pharmaceutical product you need to stay alive, and you don't have access to it, you're going to die, unless you can find a substitute. And there's lots of these things out there, people's heart medication and so forth, things that they need to stay alive. So now would be the time, wouldn't it, to find the substitutes. while you can. Stocking up on whatever medication you need would not be a bad idea. People say, oh, John, my insurance won't pay for it. Well, that's a big so what to me. It's a big so what. Do what you need to do. If you need to stock up on insulin, then stock up on insulin and keep it refrigerated if it's that kind of insulin. There's some insulin that needs refrigeration, some that does not. If you can move yourself over to the non-refrigerated insulin, that might be a lifesaver right now because it's easier to store, does not require refrigeration. But whatever it takes, either stocking up on the meds that you're already taking or figuring out a way to substitute nutrition, vitamins, essential oils, to use those instead of the prescription products, that may save your life or save the life of somebody else that you can help do it with. Here's our break. We've got time for one or two quick calls at 800-313-9443.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back here and more here on Thursday, the 16th day of March. I have a lot of optimism, and many Americans share my opinion with Donald Trump being elected president of the United States. I look at it as several years now, at least 4 years, where we can regroup, rebuild, get ready for whatever the future has for us. I don't know if Donald Trump will be running for a second term. There's a lot of unknowns here. The process of dismantling has been taking place for multiple presidential terms spanning we got two George Bushes, Clinton, and Obama. A lot of stuff that needs to be undone during all those terms and on all those congressional years of destroying this country in a lot of ways. Now, Donald Trump will do what he can to save this country on one hand. On the other, you have your own personal responsibility for yourself and the people you care about. So, yes, I'm very optimistic about Donald Trump and what he's doing on one hand. On the other, that doesn't change my concerns. It probably doesn't change your concerns about the risks that we're facing, threats from people that want to destroy our country, the communists and the Muslims, the New World Order, all those people who are probably working together, by the way, behind the scenes. I'm sure they are. In one way or another, they're working together to destroy Western civilization, to destroy the United States. So pay heed. Get busy. Work on your spiritual preparedness. Work on getting those skills. Work on getting everything you need to get together in your personal life to move forward and survive a crisis, whether it's a grid down situation, economic collapse, riots in the streets, whatever it is. Move forward so that you will have the best chance of having an optimal outcome for yourself and the people you care about. And of course, if you have older folks in your family or youngsters, they need protection because they can't protect themselves. That's my reality. I don't know what yours is, but that's my reality. I do private consultations. I'm working with a new consultation client now down in the Springfield, Missouri area. And if you do need that kind of personal guidance and help to achieve focus and clarity, go to my website and check out the section on private consultations on my homepage. And I'd be glad to work with you on that to gain the clarity and focus that you need to achieve your goals. That's what I do. It's one of the services I provide privately. Just about out of time here. No time for more, no more calls. And be back tomorrow with Ann Morrison, first hour. Getting caught up on the things she's paying attention to, and my friend Dr. Phil Myers, hour two. Be a great 2 hours. Look forward to having you with us. If you didn't listen to Steve Whitman last Thursday, second hour, I encourage you to do so. It's a very heartwarming story. The odds of him surviving what happened to him were slim to none. There was definitely, in my opinion, definitely divine intervention in this man surviving what he went through. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.